the Mustang Sports Network from sfmsports.net.
Welcome to Mustang Sports Network On Demand. Paul Taylor now joined by head coach John Plevyak of the men's soccer team. Coach, the goal scoreless streak is over.
Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever else we can say.
The thought that went through your mind when Thomas's shot went in the back of the net.
Well, it was a couple times before that when we were sure we had a goal, and somehow either we came up a little wide or the goalie made a great save, and I was beginning to think it may never go in that goal. And then we just it was really nice. Believe it or not, it was a design play from the back where Eric draws a defender, Eric Doyle at the back, and then sends a long ball to Matt. And then he flicks it on to Tommy, who runs off. We practice it, but it's the first time it ever worked till we scored. So it's just I think we just do.
It was a great individual effort there from Tommy. But, you know, you'll talk about great individual efforts there, and you got to start with your goalkeeper there, Ryan Callinan.
Yeah, Ryan, he had a rough time against Lycoming the other night. The game just got a little bit out of hand. There was nothing that he did or didn't do, but he gave up four goals, and that's not characteristic of him. And, you know, I challenge the seniors today, Logan McCarron, Reed Hawkins, Zach Martin, Ryan Callinan. They're the only ones we got left. Everybody else has been hurt, but that we wanted to keep this going. We wanted to make the playoffs, and it was going to be up to those four guys to show some leadership in the locker room and before the game and on the field. And they all played, you know, their hearts out, and three of them played 90 minutes. So you can't ask for anything more than that. All four of those guys were awesome tonight.
Your defense also was outstanding, and I thought was really impressive with limiting Torre Remendelli there, their leading goal scorer. Really didn't have any good shots at all tonight, maybe one or two late in the game. But your defense really keyed in on their key guys.
Yeah, well, he single-handedly beat us last year up there. He just dominated the game, and we weren't going to let that happen this time. We had it well scouted, and you know, we saw that he was playing striker, so we felt pretty good about that since we had four back and Reed was marking him. But then when they weren't getting much, they pulled him back to the midfield so he could create. And our guys just did a real good job of hustling, double-teaming. In the last 15, we put in Kevin Callinan to mark him man-to-man, and he just did a great job, didn't let him do anything. So, yeah, we thought if we could neutralize him, we could win this game, and it worked out.
Now, you get the fairly quick turnaround. You're at Hood, but you mentioned still a lot to play for here, five or six games left in the conference schedule. You guys are by no means out of this.
No, not by any means. This conference is wide open this year. I mean, Lycoming and Messiah are a little bit by themselves, but after that, every spot's open for the playoffs. So we knew that we weren't out of it, but we had to win tonight, and we needed the 3 points. And just proud of the team. They didn't give up after 0-2. Had a great practice this week, and stuck together. They played their hearts out today. I mean, the effort was incredible. And one of the great things for the future of this program is we played 17 players, and I mentioned the four seniors. The other 13 were freshmen and sophomores. And, you know, so that just bodes really well for the future.